I believe in the ingredients of love.
I believe in freedom of speech.
I believe that a little outrage can take you a long way.
I believe in truth.
I believed in being black and angry.
I believe in empathy.
I believe in honor, faith, and service to one's country and to mankind.
This I believe.
For our Monday series, This I Believe, we bring you the personal philosophies of people from all walks of life. Today we hear from Gregory Orr, a poet and professor of English at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. Here's our series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
In reading the essays written for our project, we find that tragedy is often a catalyst for conviction. In the wake of tragedy, people can become unmoored, in need of an anchoring belief. Gregory Orr found a belief around which to organize his tragic experience. He has made it his work, but it is also his lifeline. Here is Gregory Orr with his essay for This I Believe.
I believe in poetry as a way of surviving the emotional chaos, spiritual confusions, and traumatic events that come with being alive. When I was 12 years old, I was responsible for the death of a younger brother in a hunting accident. I held the rifle that killed him. In a single moment, my world changed forever. I felt grief, terror, shame, and despair more deeply than I could ever have imagined. In the aftermath, no one in my shattered family could speak to me about my brother's death, and their silence left me alone with all my agonizing emotions. And under those emotions, something even more terrible, a knowledge that all the easy meanings I had lived by until then had been suddenly and utterly abolished. One consequence of traumatic violence is that it isolates its victims. It can cut us off from other people, and can also cut us off from our own emotional lives until we go numb and move through the world as if only half alive. As a young person, I found something to set against my growing sense of isolation and numbness: the making of poems. When I write a poem, I process experience. I take what's inside me, the raw, chaotic material of feeling or memory, and translate it into words and then shape those words into the rhythmical language we call a poem. This process brings me a kind of wild joy. Before, I was powerless and passive in the face of my confusion, but now I am active, the powerful shaper of my experience. I'm transforming it into a lucid meaning, because poems are meanings. And even the saddest poem I write is proof that I want to survive, and therefore it represents an affirmation of life in all its complexities and contradictions. An additional miracle comes to me as the maker of poems. Because poems can be shared between poet and audience, they also become a further triumph over human isolation. Whenever I read a poem that moves me, I know I'm not alone in the world. I feel a connection to the person who wrote it, knowing that he or she has gone through something similar to what I've experienced, or felt something like what I've felt. And their poem gives me hope and courage, because I know that they survived, that their life force was strong enough to turn experience into words and shape it into meaning, and then to bring it toward me to share. The gift of their poem enters deeply into me and helps me live and believe in living.
Poet Gregory Orr with his essay for This I Believe. Orr tries to write every day. He says, "It's how I know who I am." We invite you to write of your personal belief as Orr did. Please visit npr.org to find out more and to see all the essays in the series and photographs of the essayists. For This I Believe, I'm Jay Allison.
Next Monday on Morning Edition, a This I Believe essay from 16-year-old Josh Rittenberg of New York.
This I Believe is made possible by a grant from Farmers Insurance.